Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Susan from ERC Advisor. Am I speaking with the business owner?
Yes, we don't have the business anymore. I'm so sorry.
But that's okay. I mean, was your business operational between 2020 and 2021?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, that's great. You know why? Because you can still be eligible for a tax credit, sir. Did your business had 5 or more W-2 employees and was operational during COVID?
Yeah, but my wife deals with all of that stuff, so I'm not sure. She deals with most of that stuff. You probably have to give me a call back.
All right, that's okay. Would you like me to go ahead and okay, so you say that you had 5 or more W-2 employees during COVID?
Yes.
Okay, that's great. Now, what I can do is I can transfer you to a knowledgeable senior advisor, and what can happen is that he'll take your information. That way he can read your wife back when it's more convenient, okay? That way you never know. You might be eligible for the tax credit of $26,000 per W-2. Since you say that it was operational between 2020 and 2021, it's a great opportunity, sir. That's money that you can use.
Okay.
Later. Okay, just a moment. Do not hang up, please. Thank you. 1 second, and I'll get to somebody live. They can get your information and then have them call your wife. 1 second. Okay, 1 moment.
Good afternoon. This is Zach speaking.
Hi, Zach. This is, I have a business owner on the line, and he's interested in learning more about the ERC program. Can you please take over, sir? Thank you.
Yes, absolutely will do.
My
apologies. I didn't get your first name while you're being transferred over.
Michael.
Okay, great. So, Michael, prior to speaking with my colleague, have you heard of the employee retention credit, or is this your first time?
This is my first time.
Okay. Are you familiar with what the PPP loan is?
No, I heard about it when the mm-hmm. PPP going on, but yeah, I don't think we engaged in that either.
Okay. Only reason why I bring up the PPP loan is because the employee retention credit, the ERC, coexists alongside with the PPP under the Government CARES Act, which was created in 2020. Now, the sole purpose of the CARES Act was to provide financial relief to business owners who were operating during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Okay.
Now, the main difference between these two programs is that the employee retention credit is not a loan. This is a one-time grant, which is a partial refund of the payroll taxes that you paid on your W-2 employees from the year